Woodfin Suites has issued 30 no-match Social Security letters to their employees. Workers say Woodfin Suites Hotel is retaliating against them after they filed a lawsuit against the hotel for back pay. The suit could cost Woodfin's tens of thousands of dollars. Sarah Knorr is an organizer with EBASE, the East Bay Alliance for a Sustainable Economy.
As soon as we started talking about Measure C, managers started retaliating against workers. They one time brought a whole bunch of workers up to the attic and told them immigration was outside. About a month ago, the hotel tried a whole new tactic. They told the workers that all of a sudden they'd found problems with almost all of their Social Security numbers. A lot of these workers have worked at this very hotel since it opened 6 years ago. Funny, there was never a problem with their Social Security numbers before they started speaking up for their rights.
Last year, Emeryville voters passed Measure C, a law that requires hotels to pay their employees a livable wage. Under Measure C, hotels in Emeryville are required to pay their workers a minimum of $9 an hour and non-managerial workers an average of $11 an hour. If employees clean more than 5,000 square feet a day, the hotel must pay their workers time and a half. Organizers and workers say the hotel company has refused to comply with the measure. New hotel manager Hugh McIntosh says Woodfin Suites in Emeryville is complying with Measure C.
We have no intention of retaliating against them. And as a matter of fact, we're offering to pay our employees to clarify any misunderstandings that exist between the information that we have on file for them and the Social Security Administration. And that's a good indication of how much we care for our employees and how much we're concerned for their well-being.
McIntosh adds that the hotel is only responding to a letter from Social Security. But workers' rights advocates say it is illegal to threaten termination for a Social Security no-match letter. Workers have also filed a lawsuit for back pay owed to them under Measure C, which could cost the hotel tens of thousands of dollars. Maria Martinez has been cleaning hotel rooms at Woodfin Suites for 6 years, since the hotel opened. She says the hotel has refused to show her and city council members the letter from Social Security.
They asked me for my Social Security number, and I asked the manager for the letter that said that they needed it, and they stopped asking. What they gave us instead was a letter from the Woodfin with Woodfin letterhead.
These are the letters that they gave to the workers? That supposedly is from Social Security Administration.
Yeah.
Woodfin Hotel workers were not alone standing out in the rain for their rights. Emeryville City Council member John Fricke stood with protesters in support of the city's Measure C and workers' rights. State Senate President Don Parada, Assembly members Lonnie Hancock and Wilma Chan have also urged Woodfin Suites Hotel to settle the matter. A litigation judge will hear the workers' lawsuit on November 30th. For FSRN in Emeryville, I'm Christina Onnestad.